I think being able to see the fruits of your labors is probably what drew me here. You see the results quicker of what you do and how you do it. I think you have a much more educated, not that the prior people out in the industry were not educated, but I think, you know, you are drawing more, I guess I need to reflect a minute. Yeah, I think you do draw a much more educated group of individuals that are very, very intelligent. And I think the type of work that we do and the skills base that you have is much greater than it ever was out there. I think they learn quicker. I think the opportunities that they see, you have opportunities to progress, and the wages have definitely come up over the years. I think that's important as well. When you can start out and starting salaries are a little low in the 30,000 range, but when they can work their way up the ladder to various levels and eventually hit that six-figure salary, I think that they see those goals, and I think they'll work hard to get there. Right. They understand that, and I think they understand how to follow policies now. And also the regulations. You know, I think sharing the regulations with your crew and understanding what really guides you to do what you do every day, what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. I think that is very important as well. And I think you have to have a pretty good background in order to be able to understand that.
Right. And do you think places like Seaman's Church are providing that sort of background before these folks get out?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think, you know, since 1997, when they opened the doors at Seaman's Church, I think that they have helped build a foundation a support system for the Mariners that really have given them a credible foundation. I think that you see a much more professional Mariner out there. Not that the ones before were not, but didn't have the same opportunities that you do today.
Right.
To know how to interact with one another, to be more direct on what you're saying to each other, and when you make agreements to meet, when you make agreements to overtake somebody, it's much more understanding. Mm-hmm. And you know what's expected of you.
Did that sort of facility or community exist before Seaman's Church opened here?
It was only on a case-by-case basis.
Right.
If you were privileged enough to get with the right captain,
right.
who had high standards, then you developed those high standards. If you were with one that had low expectations, you probably weren't going to quite develop as well.
Yeah.
I look at common knowledge or, you know, common sense out on the boats, and you hear a lot of people say, well, that's common sense. Well, it's not common sense if you were never taught that.
Right.
Common sense is based on your upbringing, your background, your experiences. And if you've never had that, it can't be common sense to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I've even shared that with a lot of attorneys as well because, I've had some of the attorneys say, make the same comments. Well, that's common sense. Everybody knows that. Well, no, it isn't.
Yeah.
It sure isn't. And it causes them to scratch their heads a little bit.
Right, right.